There are not great numbers of female rappers out there, and Alaskan Native female rappers probably number in the single digits, but one such artist is finding great success in the state and around the world as a woman with a passion for raising awareness of the struggles of Native people. APRN's Lori Townsend sat down with her recently.
Inupiaq performer Allison Warden almost seems to be two people. There is Allison, the calm, benevolent speaker and youth mentor.
I love the youth, and the youth love me. I remember what it was like to be that age, and it was really awkward and confusing and hard.
And then there is Aku Matu, the ferocious rapper who dominates the performance stage.
Everybody loves the Aku Matu. When she comes to town, she knows just what to do. Everybody loves the Aku Matu. She takes the mic like a one and a two.
The 40-year-old performer has been working in theater for half her life. Her mom was a minister, and she grew up in the church around choirs and a lot of music. She played guitar in high school, but one day,
I saw a rap artist come when I was about 23 or 24 to Juneau, and it was pretty amazing. It was a Native rap artist, and that experience inspired me to, maybe I could try to rap. Maybe, I wonder how you even go about that.
Over the past 6 years, she's clearly figured it out, and she's mastered her own style, blending her theater training with props, like a polar bear head she created and wears on stage, to help tell the stories of her people, the land, and the animals they depend on.
Hi, my name is Homer. I'm a polar bear. Don't worry, I'm not gonna eat you guys, even though some of you look pretty tasty.
Visiting Kaktovik, you can see directly that the polar bears are impacted by, you know, just the melting that's happening and the climate, the shift in the climate.
There's just one thing I don't understand. Why is it taking me so long to reach land? Oh, where did all the ice go?
One of her songs is about her mom, who was born in Barrow and raised in Kaktovik. As a child, she was one of more than a dozen children sent to a hospital in Seattle with tuberculosis. She came back alone.
13 that left Kaktovik, only one came back clean. Only one came back alive. Only one survived. Only one came back alive. Only one survived. It was my mom. Can you imagine, see, what that would do to a village's psyche?
You know, my mom grew up in a house that didn't have all these internet and TV and cable, and, you know, she had to start the wood stove every morning, and now she's on Facebook. It's just amazing what that generation went through, because it was really not good, a lot of it, you know, and it's hard for us to face those things.
Facing the pain of the past and the concern for the future is a big theme in her songwriting, sometimes in an in-your-face way.
Fight, fight! Indigenous people, stand up for your rights! Indigenous people, stand up and you fight! Doesn't matter what race you are, if you're black or white, we can all stand together and we can all fight, fight! You think I'm just gonna get it go, just bend over and take it, cause I'm a passive Eskimo? No, I'm in you back! And like a polar bear, I'm making a comeback!
We're still fighting for these things, you know. I mean, just for the right to be ourselves and live on our land the way that we are. I mean, just to be a human being on our own land and to eat what we eat from the land and live in our traditional ways. I mean, we've lived that way for over 10,000 years, you know, since time immemorial, and we're still fighting for the basic right just to be ourselves. It's ridiculous.
Warden also uses humor and her theater training to create characters that educate audiences around the world about a changing Arctic. At a performance in California, her auntie character tells the gathering not to hold Warden responsible for the sentiments of all Native people and helps the crowd relax and have fun.
It's so good to see you. Look, I'm doing yoga now. Even elders can do yoga. Coming up with my own yoga video. Blubber. yoga. Okay.
A big passion for Allison Warden is working with young people in rural Alaska.
That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, is hopefully to mobilize the youth to become more active, to help change these things that are still coming into our communities. That's the hope, you know, turn off the TV and the video games and start doing community organizing. So what I say to you young people.
I'm an ancestor and I say everything's gonna be okay.
This year, she plans to take a break from touring to produce a rap CD featuring her unique style of activism. In Anchorage, I'm Lori Townsend.
You got to do the things in your heart that you know you're supposed to do. Young enough.